Welcome to our worship on this week, beginning the 11th of October. Last Sunday, we celebrated harvest as part of our worship online and as we listened on the telephone and as we met together in Kay Park. Thank you to all of those who contributed to our worship service and particularly to those from our young church who were involved with the worship. We're going to be looking over the next few weeks at the theme of promise in the Bible. And as we come to worship this morning, we hear words together from Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us. And we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. We worship together now.
Today's reading is taken from Exodus chapter 32, reading from verse 1. When the people saw that Moses was so long in coming down from the mountain, they gathered around Aaron and said, "Come, Make us gods who will go before us. As for this fellow Moses who brought us up out of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him." Aaron answered them, "Take off the gold earrings that your wives, your sons, and your daughters are wearing, and bring them to me." So all the people took off their earrings and brought them to Aaron. He took what they handed him and made it into an idol, cast in the shape of a golden calf, fashioning it with a tool. Then they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of the calf and announced, "Tomorrow there will be a festival to the Lord." So the next day the people rose early and sacrificed burnt offerings and presented fellowship offerings. Afterwards, they sat down to eat and drink and got up to indulge in revelry. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go down, because your people whom you brought up out of Egypt have become corrupt. They have been quick to turn away from what I have commanded them and have made themselves an idol cast in the shape of a calf. They have bowed down to it and sacrificed to it and have said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you out of Egypt.' I have seen these people," the Lord said to Moses, "and they are a stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone, so that my anger may burn against them, and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation." But Moses sought to the favor of the Lord. "O Lord," he said, "why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt, with great power and a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say, 'It was with evil intent that he brought them out,' to kill them in the mountains and to wipe them off the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce anger, relent, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember your servants Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, to whom you swore by your own self, 'I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky, and I will give your descendants all this land I promised them, and it will be their inheritance forever.'" Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. Amen.
The people of Israel were weary. They were fearful. They were losing patience. Their leader, Moses, had been on Mount Sinai for some time. We read in Exodus chapter 24, verse 18, these words: "Moses entered the cloud as he went up on the mountain, and he stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights." Living as they had in Egypt for many years, with many visible gods all around them, that culture had begun to influence the people of Israel as well. Without Moses there, without him pointing them to God, they were losing their focus on the one true God, and they were fearful. And fear was driving them to seek comfort elsewhere. They needed to do something, to make something, in order to seek refuge. Hence the collection of the gold and the making of the golden calf. It seems that they had forgotten all they had known of God's faithfulness and of the command of God: "You shall not make for yourself an idol in the form of anything in heaven above or on earth below or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them and worship them." It's interesting the way that fear and uncertainty, sometimes rather than driving us closer to God, actually pulls us away, and we're seeking and needing something. And instead of turning to God, we find other ways to know solace and to know comfort. When the people created and built the golden calf, they were exercising their own human power, their wealth and their strength. And perhaps it was for them a brief way of keeping busy, and then of that sense of creating something that they could worship. I think we can identify with the actions of these people. We, in our own ways, often get sucked into thinking that we can do things in our own strength, that our way is best. We become impatient and petulant when things are not the way that we want them. We allow all kinds of gods around us to influence how we behave and how we respond. If we pause and think about it, in our own ways, we all have idols that we have made. Those things in life which take the place of God and our dependence on God. The author and pastor Max Licato wrote a book called Travelling Light. And in that book, he tells a story. It's of an author called Lloyd Douglas. Here's the story. When author Lloyd Douglas attended college, he lived in a boarding house with a retired music professor who lived on the first floor. Douglas would stick his head in the door and ask, "Well, what's the good news today?" The old man would pick up his tuning fork, tap the tuning fork on the side of his chair and say, "That is middle C. It was middle C yesterday, it will be middle C tomorrow, it will be middle C in 1,000 years from now." The tenor who sings upstairs sings flat. The piano across the hall is out of tune, but my friend, that is middle C. Licato, the author, goes on to say that you and I need a middle C in our lives, a still point in a turning world, a centre, if you like. That centre is God, the one who can still any storm. God is our middle C. I remember as a child going to piano lessons and the first note that you learn to play on the keyboard is middle C. And I remember too a little metal tuning fork that we had in our home. And indeed you would tap it on a hard surface and you would hear that middle C note. I remember going to choir and that note being struck by the conductor. I wonder about that middle C in my own life. For God's people who were without Moses at that time, they needed a middle C and they thought that they had the answer within their own power. All they needed to remember was the faithful God who had promised that he would go with them wherever they went. Maybe in your life and in my life, there are golden calves that we need to melt down. Maybe we will save much energy in the future trying to build any more of them by finding our source and our centre in the God who is the great I am. The God in Christ, who who became flesh and dwelt among us, the God whose Spirit dwells within us. Amen.